This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The drought shall set you free!
This year we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your nanny. They're your dealer.
Things that make you go,
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box. Say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go.
It's Outside the Box time once again, and Ty Bollinger is with me. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful Ty. I am so excited about what we're going to do by going outside the box today to bring the power to heal back where it belongs.
Absolutely, man. RSP, always good to be on with you, my friend.
So there's a statement or a word in the first article that we're going to talk about today, and it's called believe. Believe, right? I'm like, wow. Believe or belief in alternative cancer therapies. Now, we've been talking about this. I've been living my life this way for over, I don't even want to say how many years. It's over a quarter century. And yet, we're still catching flack, as you know, from those who would say, my gosh, you guys have false hope, false beliefs, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, I think that what we're looking at here is a crumbling paradigm of those who are crying about our beliefs in what they call alternative medicine, which we know is helping people every day, and it's not truly alternative. It's the first choice throughout history and only recently became alternative.
Yeah, that's true, RSB. It really is not alternative medicine. It's thought of as being alternative, but we know that that's because of the Flexner Report of 1910 and the way that the whole vernacular has changed. But the reality is that we think of treatments like chemotherapy that we call traditional cancer treatments, or radiation therapy, even though it's older than chemotherapy. They've both been used less than, chemotherapy less than 100 years, radiotherapy a couple hundred years. That's not traditional, right? Traditional is something that's been used for traditions. Like, for instance, think of the quackery of somebody that might want to sit in a sauna to detoxify, right? Because right. Detoxification, Robert, is quackery, right? You don't need to detox. Well, the American Indians have been doing that. The Native Americans, for a couple thousand years, they've been sitting in sweat teepees, sweat teepee sauns. They're sweating. Well, why? Well, because they know that detox is important. That's traditional medicine. The chemo and the radiation are the new boys on the block. You know, they're the new kids on the block.
Mm-hmm. I find this funny in this article at NBC News. Y'all can check it out in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. It said Americans really want to believe in alternative therapies for cancer. Well, I can't imagine why, if they watch what they consider mainstream treatments for cancer. If you don't want to believe in something alternative than that, I don't know what you're thinking.
Exactly. And, I think it's funny, Robert, on this article, the picture that they have is somebody getting ear candling.
Yeah, we featured that in Unlock the Power to Heal. We're the first book that ever wrote a chapter with the help of a PhD in ear candling. I mean, we debunked the whole earwax mythology and tried to explain what really is the validity to it that a lot of people don't know.
Yeah. Well, they don't, but here's what's a little disingenuous in this article, at least I think, but maybe this was an accident. So they have a picture of a lady getting ear candling, and they call it an alternative medicine treatment, but then below, the article says that nearly 40% of Americans incorrectly believe that alternative medicine can cure cancer. So, in essence, they're saying, well, these people think that ear candling will cure cancer with the way that they've connected these. To me, that's a little bit disingenuous, the way that this is worded.
Oh, it's a straw man argument. They like, here's a picture of somebody ear candling. The first statement in the article will say nearly 40% of people believe that alternative medicine can cure, as if the ear candling is being proposed as a cure for cancer. I, of all the people that promote ear candling, even wrongly, like saying it's for earwax. Oh, yes, it can dry out the ear canal, but it's not a Hoover vacuum sucking earwax out of your ear. Read the book. It's in the book. But the point is nobody, even the most ardent proponents of ear candling, I've not had one person that does that say, you know what, we do this because it cures cancer.
Yeah, nobody makes that claim. But the photograph makes it look like that. So it's very disingenuous. But again, this is real medicine. This is advanced medicine, like Dr. Buttard likes to call it. Mm-hmm. Advanced medicine, not necessarily only ear candling isn't what I'm talking about, but just the realm of treatments that are outside of drugs, right? We are not sick because we're deficient in drugs. We're sick because we are not ingesting the right nutrients and we're toxic. Mm-hmm. That's really the two things that pretty much everything else that I think can fall underneath is a deficiency of nutrition coupled with an overburden of toxicity. Deficiency, toxicity. That is what makes us sick. But if you try to detox or if you try to increase your nutrition, you're called a quack or you're crazy, right?
Right.
That can't have any effect on your health. You should do more drugs.
Yeah, one of the vaccine fanatics out there, Dorit, like Dorito, she's famous as being a pro-vaccine shill. She said, y'all are crazy if you think your food is medicine. I'm like, excuse me, where do you think a lot of medicines are derived from? Food, things that you can eat. Besides the fact that try not eating. I guess you could fast for a while. You might think clearly, maybe more than she is right now. But the idea that she would refute the whole history of food and as medicine on planet Earth, because why? She is a proponent of the vaccine religion. And that's what we must make sure you understand here. When they talk about belief and they throw that at us as if it's a bad word, the very fact is those people that are arguing for oncology as it is chemotherapy, radiation, or surgery, it's also based on belief, your belief that it's good for you. And yet the science doesn't validate it other than recognizing that, well, it could probably kill you faster than the cancer would.
Well, you know what, and that's what we're finding. We're finding that people that undergo traditional treatments, right, the chemo, which is not really traditional, but that's what we think of, they die quicker than people that don't do any treatment at all or that go, quote, alternative, right? So we're finding, and it makes sense, right? It makes sense that you could actually heal from ingesting proper nutrition as opposed to healing a sick body by injecting chemical poison into it. That doesn't make sense. To try to heal a sick body with chemical poisons. But that's what we're told to believe. You know what? It takes more faith, I think, to believe that. It is a religion, right? I agree. The cancer treatments are a religion. Mm-hmm. The vaccines are a religion. Mm-hmm. But it takes more faith to believe that heals than what we believe.
Sure. And I would argue that, you know, as Dr. Buttard said, our good buddy Rashid, talking about belief is the most important thing. And if you believe in chemo, we don't, you know, we're not trying to denigrate you and your choices. We, in fact, I've said this many times and you've said it as well. If somebody goes that route, even though we might perceive it to be the wrong way to go, all we want to do is love and support those people that are going through it because we want them to succeed. We're not invested in your failure because you're doing a system that's different than ours. And I think that's a lot different than those that are arguing against our belief in what they call alternative medicine.
No, I agree, and I'm with you, Robert. If somebody wants to go with the chemo and radiation, God bless you. I hope it works. I just the studies aren't there to show that it's as effective as a lot of natural medicine. So that's why I say it takes more faith to believe that. But you know what? If you believe it'll heal you, you're going a step in the right direction because belief does have a lot to it. So I would encourage you, if you are listening and you're currently undergoing chemotherapy and radiation, then keep believing that it'll work.
Yes.
Keep believing that it will heal you and throw in some good nutrition there and you'll be even better off.
Right. So in this survey, they found that 39% of people believe in alternative therapies alone, such as enzyme and oxygen therapy, diet, vitamins and minerals can cure cancer. Now, why is that controversial? Mm-hmm. Because if you recognize, as you said earlier, that cancer is a disease of toxicity and deficiency, obviously you've got to replace what is missing. And, of course, in concert with that or even prior to it, you've got to remove the things that are blocking the inflow of the things that will help you. Removing those things, that's the concept of detoxification. Mm-hmm. That it's so annoying when I hear these people go, detoxification is quackery. Well, then, okay, just remove your liver. Okay? You know, all your sweat glands can go too. And hey, why not your kidney, your urinary tract? Get rid of that too. Your lymphatic system. You didn't need that. I mean, it's like, really, this is the level at which they would argue?
I know it's a disingenuous argument again, just much like the picture is at the top of the article. But here's what they do. They look, nobody that is using diet, vitamins, minerals, enzymes, oxygen is claiming that they can cure cancer with it. No, I don't know a single doctor anywhere in the world, and I've been across the world, that claims that using this combination or, you know, this with in addition to something else is going to cure cancer. That's not what we do. We heal the body. The body does the curing, right? You if you remove the toxicity from the body, if you give it the enzymes and the oxygen and the vitamins and the minerals and the nutrition that it needs, well, the body runs properly. That's why, you know, the power to heal is yours. Mm-hmm. They don't want you to know that. They don't want you to know that the power to heal is yours. They think if you get sick, you need to go for a pharmaceutical. But the people that are pushing these natural treatments are not claiming to cure cancer. That's just what do they call that? It's not a red herring. It's not a false dichotomy.
Another straw man.
It's a fallacy.
Yeah.
It's a fallacy.
Yeah. And to your point as well, when we talk about doctors and what they claim, and I've said this many times, if the doctor says to you, I can cure you, find another doctor. Because the reality is a true doctor, a healer, a teacher will say, you know what? The best we can do is heal or help to heal your body so that your body is allowed to heal itself or what is ailing it. Right? That concept of the healer doesn't heal you, but helps to move things out of the way, helps to remind you the things you need. You're the one that's healing yourself ultimately. Like when we talk about the power to heal being yours, it means that you have to take an active role and engage in that process. So if a doctor says, just lay on the table, just sit there, do nothing, I'll give you everything you need. Of course, they'll throw chemo into your veins. That is absolutely non-participatory. You're going to be victimized first by the cancer you didn't know how it was caused, second by the treatment for the cancer that devastates the system indiscriminately, not just the cancer cells, but your cells as well. And then if you want to pray and believe that you can survive the onslaught and then hopefully then get back to what we're talking about in terms of detoxing the poisons that they threw in there and reversing the damage that those poisons have caused.
That's couldn't have said it better myself, so I won't try to repeat it. But I agree exactly with what you said. Yeah, and you're right. Earlier, it was a straw man argument. So my professor for logic at Baylor University, Dr. Elmer, I remember him, he would be disappointed in me that I didn't recognize that was a straw man argument. You are right.
Yeah,
when it comes to the arguments, the logical fallacies.
Try to have him do random radio with me and see if he comes up with it that quickly. All right, we're going to take a break here. First segment of the Outside the Box segments of the Robert Scott Bell Show with Ty Bollinger is in the can, so to speak. But we've got a whole other segment or three to go, including the nutrition-based therapies that work better than chemo for cancer. Yeah, coming up after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water. The molecular hydrogen we get, go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at GCNlive.com.
Rocking the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, each and every week, Ty Bollinger joins me. We go outside the box and bring that power to heal back where it belongs. Right now, we've got an article here, TMB. You could have written this, maybe. It's talking about nutrition-based therapies work better than chemo for cancer. Of course, those people that, you know, would argue, like in the last article, that that's a false belief. It's like, we're working with the science and the peer-reviewed literature, the publications that are showing this. This is just our opinion.
No, it's not. It's not our opinion. It's proven. And I just saw an article, a couple of days ago that showed that people that eat organic diets live longer and have less cancer. And I can't remember. Did I send it to you?
I think we have.
I did.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe we'll talk about that later. But there is science. There is science that what you put in your body actually affects its performance. That's why it works better than chemo for treating cancer. What we were saying on the other side of the break before, you can't heal a sick body by injecting chemical poison into it. If people would literally think through that statement, they would be at a loss to explain why they would choose to undergo chemo if they really think about the fact that their body's sick. It's sick because it's toxic, and it's sick because it's deficient in nutrition. So what Western medicine says now is we're going to take this sick body and we're going to inject chemical poison into it, and you're going to heal from it.
Yeah.
Okay. That makes sense.
No. And, you know, going back, this article on Natural News talks about 2,000 years ago, Hippocrates. Food should be medicine. Again, coming back to the absurdities that have to be claimed in order to discard or disregard the facts that are staring, hopefully, everybody at this point in the face. that there is a way to reverse things that have gone wrong. And the first thing we've got to, now they often say that, you know, like with addiction, the first thing you got to do is admit that you have an addiction or something like that.
Right.
Right. And you know, there's a point where we got to wake up and go, yeah, you know, I did this to myself. I didn't mean to, right? Mom and Dad didn't know any better, and I was raised on, you know, basic, you know, the four food groups from a box or a fast food restaurant. So we are a product of the culture that we're in. And if we have a fast food culture, if we have a culture that has abandoned natural medicine, which has happened since at least the Flexner Report of 1910, maybe before, but that really set the stage. And we talk about it, Unlock the Power to Heal in the 20th century, what it led to in the 21st. So we're all, you know, kind of behind the ball in trying to figure out, well, how did we get here? And if we don't know that to begin with, then we're going to be victimized by the experts that may not know either, but they'll just say, hey, you know, just do what I say. It doesn't matter what you did before.
Well, you say something profound there. If we don't know how we got here, you know, and that's why we talk so much. Every time that Charlene and I lecture, we talk about the Flexner Report. I think almost every time you lecture, I've heard you talk about the Flexner Report. It's why it's so important to remind people of what happened over 100 years ago that co-opted the medical school education and the curriculum that's taught in the United States. And it was the Flexner Report. And that's why you can answer the question, why does my doctor not know? That's the biggest question people have. It's not really it resonates with people, Robert, that nutrition could heal their body. It does. It resonates with people. But they go to their doctor and they say, look, I'm reading about all this nutrition. This makes a lot of sense that I could heal my sick body with nutrition. And the doctor says, you're crazy. That doesn't have any effect on your body, on your health. And see, and that's the disconnect, is that the doctors are telling their patients something that's not true because they don't know it themselves because of the Flexner Report. That's why it's so important to continue telling people what happened.
Well, and it's not like the so-called mainstream thought and cancer and the medical mafia media doesn't say eat better, right? And they'll say eat more fruits and vegetables, and they might even mention whole grains. But, you know, to take it to the level that we would, it's like, all right, that's a good start. But if any of those fruits and vegetables or grains are contaminated with genetically engineered ingredients or glyphosate, you know, you take out a lot of the benefit, and now the body is having to defend against the stuff that shouldn't be there, right? So how do you get the best out of what you want to give it?
And yeah, that's what we want, right? To get the best out of what we give it. And that's why it doesn't make any sense at all for people that are on a regimen of chemotherapy or whatever to be on a nutritional regimen of total crap food, of candy and ice cream, eat whatever you want, because you're only going to get out of it the value of that food and your immune support. And you have to have immune system support if you're going to be a cancer. And that's why this eating this traditional sugar diet, the diet that oncologists say doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you eat ice cream and sweets and donuts. It does, because you're feeling the cancer. That's why it's so important to eat organic, non-GMO, fresh fruits and vegetables primarily.
Yeah, so if you're at a cancer therapy clinic or hospital, pay attention to the food that they're giving you. If it's been basically ordered by dietitians, they like to call themselves nutritionists now because they know dietitian is a bad word, you'll know you want to have people bring your food to you. So even if you do choose allopathic medicine for cancer, have somebody bring organic non-GMO food to feed you in the meantime. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back. We're going to talk about one-size-fits-all medical collectivism, how it has failed in the vaccine paradigm. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products, tastes like water, and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
USA Radio News.
Birthright citizenship is a very, very important subject. In my opinion, it's much less complex than people think. I think it says it very loud and clear in the Constitution that you don't have to go through the process of whatever they're talking about.
President Trump discussing birthright citizenship before heading to Florida for a Make America Great Again rally. The president continued.
And by the way, this is not a constitutional amendment. You don't need a constitutional amendment for birthright citizenship.
The president also said he would send over 15,000 troops to the U.S.-Mexico border if needed. A federal grand jury indicted Robert Bowers, the man accused of killing 11 people at a Pittsburgh synagogue, on 44 counts. Bowers is being held without bond, and a preliminary hearing is scheduled for 10 a.m. on Thursday. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, we got something called medical collectivism. Now, those of you thinking, oh, there goes Robert getting political again, right? Well, no, this is medical. This is health issue. The thing is, I've said this before, and TMB, you've heard me say this, there's no such thing as public health. There's your health, there's my health, that's it. You don't get sick as a group, you don't get well as a group. You get sick as an individual, you get well as an individual. And so when modern medicine and their doctors with their highfalutin medical degrees say that the same dose of a vaccine could be given and should be given to every child at any age, no matter how much they weigh, no matter what their health condition is, you've got a failed degree. I mean, that's like this is not one that's worth earning at this point, if that's what it's teaching you.
It's absurd. Just the premise of not just toxic vaccines, but anything being given in the same dose to a 5-pound baby, a preemie, and a 200-pound man, or somebody in between, doesn't matter the size, is absurd, right? I mean, you know that if you gave a shot of tequila to a 5-pound baby, did you know that it'd probably kill it? It'd kill the baby because it's so small, and that amount, if it adjusted for a grown man of 250 pounds, that'd be a quart, right? So it's absurd to think that we could inject a baby with vaccines that contain squalene and formaldehyde and mercury and aborted fetal tissue and God knows what other corrupt ingredients are in most vaccines, and that you could give the same amount to a newborn baby as you should give to a grown adult. Nobody can listen to that and say that that makes one bit of sense.
I mean, I think veterinarians, do they not get that? I mean, you've interviewed some vets for The Truth About Pet Cancer, and of course the vaccines have been linked to the cancer in animals, and do they give the same dose to a little 2-pound chihuahua that they give to a, you know, 70, 80, 100-pound Great Dane?
That's not. They don't adjust it. They do.
Wow.
They do. So I may have misunderstood your question. They do not dose adjust for animals either. So that's one of the problems that we learned about in The Truth About Pet Cancer was all of these veterinarians saying, this makes no sense. 5-pound chihuahua gets the same thing as a 100-pound German shepherd. Same dose of a vaccine. Makes no sense. At least adjust it for the size of the patient.
Yeah, well, exactly. So this is what we're asking for, a plea for common sense from our medical brethren, right? They're part of the human race. Sometimes they don't act like they're in part of it. But this idea that there's no logic here, that one size fits all for anything is right. Even from a standpoint of nutrition, if we would agree on, like, a super rich, like, pick a food, like one of your favorite foods that's, like, rich in minerals, right? Does a 2-pound infant need the same quantity as a 150-pound adult?
Nope, absolutely not. And I'm glad you brought that up because my example about the tequila probably wasn't a great example because people are like, well, yeah, of course tequila is bad. So let's go to another example. If you forced a baby to drink a 0.5 gallon of water, it would drown. It would kill it, period. A 10 pound baby. If a 200 pound man, if I drank a 0.5 gallon of water, I'd be really, really full, but I'd be fine. Wouldn't affect me at all. I could down a 0.5 gallon, no problemo, but it would kill a child. That's what we're talking about.
Yeah, well, it's the same thing when we do like a shaky cup of our favorite greens, you know, and greens powder or like, Casey's Living Fuel. We wouldn't give that same whole big old cup that you and I might drink to a little baby either. And the same thing, we're not saying that what's in that is dangerous. But the quantity, the dose makes the poison. And of course, with vaccination, it's hard to make the cross reference because if you've got mercury and aluminum and formaldehyde and antibiotics and foreign aborted fetal cells or animal DNA, of course, how do you make the equation that at any level that's safe? But they somehow try to.
They do. And I don't understand that logic either. I don't understand the logic that you should give the same dose to a baby as a grown person. And I don't understand how they can write off and just totally ignore the fact that these vaccines are a toxic cocktail of aborted fetal tissue and mercury and formaldehyde and squalene and MSG and sodium chloride and God knows whatever else. Mm-hmm. How can they say that's healthy? I just don't understand. I don't understand that.
No,
I understand.
We're obviously the dummies here, you know, because they're the ones with degrees. So what do we know? We're just parents caring about our kids, feeding them cleaner, and not letting them get vaccinated, right? How irresponsible of us.
Exactly. I just, you know, we're in the matrix, brother. We're in the matrix.
Yeah. Now, I think we need to talk like this a lot more, logic and common sense, because it's apparently uncommon in medical communities, particularly where it comes to this false religion of vaccination. And once again, think of it in terms of collectivism. Even if you believe in vaccines, how do you know that that one dose is going to interact with your child the same way it interacts with another child, right? And they don't know. They've not run double-blind placebo-controlled studies. Even the studies that they claim to be placebo-controlled, as we've talked about many times, are done with adjuvants still added in. like aluminum. So you can't tell the difference in reality. So the false science that promotes this idea that vaccines are safe and effective, if it even exists, is ludicrous.
There is no science that shows that vaccines are effective. You know, Robert, we've talked about this. We talked about it at length with the truth about vaccines. Well, but I guess it depends upon what your definition of effective is, right? Because, I mean, it really does. You have to define the terms, right? So are vaccines effective? And all pediatricians are taught they're safe and effective. They're safe and effective. They're safe and effective. Well, we can talk about the safety and the billions of dollars that have been paid out for damage, so they're clearly not safe. But are they effective? I would say, yes, they are effective at what they're supposed to be effective at. They are effective at creating an antibody response. Okay? That is true. But Dr. Sherry Tenpenny's documents that she shared with us that they got from somebody stole them from a meeting of the CDC. It has their own scientists describing how creating an antibody response doesn't necessarily mean that that person is going to be protected from that disease. So they are effective at doing something that the CDC doesn't even think protects you from the disease. So are they effective? Yes. But are they effective at preventing that disease? No.
Yeah, I mean, there it is. More logic, more following through on the dots and connecting them. And Ty Bollinger, you do that also well. And of course, the idea here with going outside the box is helping you to get outside so you can look back. I liken it like a more spiritual viewpoint. And I don't mean to offend anybody by saying this, but if you step back from something and try to, you know, imagine, you know, that bigger picture and see it for what it is, you can start seeing things that when you're like under the rock, as you say it, like inside the matrix. It's kind of the things that are pulling the strings behind the scenes you don't get to see, or in the theater, what's going on behind the curtain. And, you know, I like in prayer, contemplative, meditate, whatever you do to stay connected and get connected with the God force, with spirit, can help you to see through these things. Because for me, this is a spiritual crisis, Ty, that people have subjected themselves to the priestcraft of the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism. We've talked about this as well in church, in synagogue, wherever you're worshiping. Are the leaders in those religious groups, are they talking about food this way? Are they talking about the danger of what medicine is doing to man? You know, the sacred temple of the body. And I think it's important that we bring this up again.
I do too. They should be. Unfortunately, most churches aren't. You know, most churches say, "Oh, that's we can't talk about that. This is we only have to talk about the spiritual things, right?" But they don't understand. You know that what's the phrase? If you're so sick in this earthly body that you can't be any spiritual good, something like that. I mean,
well said. Yeah,
you have to be well. You have to be well physically to accomplish anything spiritually. And we both know, Robert, that the physical health and spiritual health are interconnected. Yeah. That's what I relearned. Mm-hmm. I was affirmed of from all of the doctors in Asia when we traveled. It's a spiritual mind-body connection, so that you can't separate it.
Beautifully said. And so if we look at our sacred, what would we call it? Our offspring, or you know, that those next generations we bring up, and we try to raise them and protect them until they're of the age of majority, they can go out into the world and hopefully do as well or better than we have done. And we've got this issue with the pharmaceutical church once again, with their whole vaccine paradigm. And it's not enough that, you know, it's one thing that they could exist and then they could say, all right, you moms and dads, you get to decide whether you want this, like a vaccine for your child. No problem. But we've got a government that is basically thrown in its lot with the pharmaceutical corp that says, you know what? Parents should not have the right to refuse on behalf of their children because that's tantamount to child abuse or medical neglect, they'll say. And now with the flu shots, they're actually giving, well, no informed consent necessary, and they're at school, they're giving flu shots to kids. Parental involvement doesn't matter.
Robert, the absurdity of this, the inconsistency of this is mind-boggling. So let's just go through another logical scenario here. Let's say that your child is in the class and leaves to go home, and on the road, someone comes up to your child and injects them with the same ingredients that are in a vaccine. And that's it. They don't touch them other than that. They just inject them in the shoulder and walk on their merry way. That person is guilty of assault and battery, by definition. But if that happens, however, in the confines of the school by a nurse wearing a white coat, against the child's will, mind you, it's okay. And not only is it okay, it's required for your child to go to that school.
Yeah.
And parents are not consulted. That makes no sense whatsoever. And I dare anybody out there to try to make sense of that, because you can't.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, there's a lot of economic conflicts of interest at the school setting with doctors, with nurses. They're getting their vaccine rates up. They get kickbacks. And yet your child could come home from school one day with Guillain-Barré. You know, some kind of paralytic scenario, transverse myelitis, acute disseminated encephalomyelitis, chronic inflammatory demyelinating polyneuropathy, MS, shoulder injury related to vaccine administration called SIRVA, myasthenia gravis, peripheral neuropathy, and even death. And they're not coming home. These are the risks, yeah, and they're real. They happen. I'm not saying they happen to everyone, but it's enough that it happens to one, because if it happens to your kid, it's that's the ultimate.
Exactly. Exactly. It's not a collective deal then. It's your kid. Mm-hmm. And, but, you know, we've seen the flu shot cause Guillain-Barré. If you remember our good buddy, Dr. Rasha Buttar.
Yes.
It was 10 years ago. One of the cheerleaders for the Redskins got the flu shot. And I think it was Guillain-Barré, wasn't it?
That he, you know, some neurological impairment that occurred in Desiree Jennings. And we covered it. We broke it live on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And it just went worldwide. And since then, have they stopped and reassessed the flu vaccine campaign every year? No. They've doubled and tripled down each and every year. It shows how lacking in ethics or morality, depending on your perspective, that vaccine industry has, and the medical professionals that would deliver it, especially without informed consent by you, mom and dad. Don't let them get away with it, folks. We got one more segment coming up. TMB, RSV, Super D, making it sound so good. Now, the CDC and GUNs. What do they have to do with guns? We'll find out when we come back.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSV show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Block It Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockItPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockItPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockItPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Scott Bell Show. All right, once again, the truth about cancer. It's happening even when we're off the air. Check out the TTAC. They're doing amazing things. You've got upcoming events online, webinars, seminars, programs. It's amazing, Ty. I don't know how you and Charlene are doing it all.
You know what? We're excited about this weekend. We're going down to Atlanta to Healing Strong Conference. They're honoring us. So Charlie and I are just thrilled to be down there. And here's something interesting, Robert. You know, in the summer, Brianna went up to Washington, D.C. She was on an NRA deal, an NRA scholarship for a week.
Yes.
Just awesome. So she made good friends with one of the girls that was in her, you know, in her group, and she lives outside of Atlanta. So she and her mother are going to be driving up and meeting us up there at the conference. So Brianna will get a chance to hang out with one of her buddies.
Nice.
So again, and the good old NRA, right? We love our gun riots.
And then here we go on a story right in Atlanta where y'all are going to be, the CDC. The director there says they're poised to do more gun research if only Congress would fund it. I'm like, dude, if Congress has any sense at all, they would defund the CDC. They would allow the toxicologists to do their job and the virologists, fire them all. And now they're going to go after guns?
You know what? The CDC is going to go, is it going to be researching guns? What qualifications do they have to research gun violence? I mean, that'd be kind of like me saying, you know what, I'm gonna start sharing my my tricks of the trade on how I'm 3% body fat and lean like Robert Scott Bell when I'm not.
Right.
It's like I can't talk on the topic of having 3% body fat anymore. I used to when I was a competitive bodybuilder, but now, you know, you don't want to talk to me about how to be lean. That's kind of like the CDC, like you're saying, hey, the CDC is going to research guns. Really? That makes no sense whatsoever. I wouldn't believe what they said about guns. They don't have any experience in that area.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, when we look at what they might be looking for, maybe because the word is out on the danger of mercury and aluminum, maybe they're going to take lead from the bullets and like start putting those in vaccines.
Maybe so. Maybe that's the sinister plan, Robert. They're going to take the lead from the bullets and start dripping that into us through the vaccines. I think you came onto something here, Robert.
Well, I'm trying to make some logical sense out of this because, of course, the illogic with which they promote the vaccine agenda. Now they're going to go, hey, let's look into guns. Of course, you know, they've tried to argue gun violence is a public health issue. Remember, I said public health is a fiction. It's a fiction.
Right.
There are individuals who will use guns properly or improperly, right? There are criminals who will get a hold of guns even if you ban guns for everybody else. I would not take away your right of self-defense. They apparently would love to.
Well, apparently they'd love to take away your right to defend against anything they go toward, you know, that they send your way, whether it's vaccines or a crazy gunman or whatever it is. They want your body as their test material.
Mm-hmm.
And so they, according to them, you don't own your body. You don't own your children's body. They do. The government does. We disagree, Robert. We disagree with that. I know I do, and I know you do. That's just not true. They don't own us. We are our own beings.
I wish I was down in Atlanta with y'all. Just give a hug to everybody from Healing Strong. I love them dearly, all the great work that they're doing. And I'm so glad that you guys are speaking and they're honoring you for all the good works that you're doing, you and Charlene and the family. And, you know, we would have some fun if we were down there. Of course, we'd probably pick at the CDC and make funny faces as we pass by.
Absolutely, man. Wish you were there with us, man. But greet Nancy and the kiddos. We love y'all. And we're going to be hooked up with you soon.
Oh, absolutely. We have the big event later in the year and some upcoming events in 2019 we'll be talking about as well to get you out and about and doing. And again, if you really want to have some common sense relayed to you, y'all visit The Truth About Cancer, sign up for email alerts. You find them on social media. They're friends with all of us here, of course, and the archives when we do this Truth About Cancer discussions. And we've got sneak previews on the Asia tour that Ty went on earlier in the year. You just keep staying in tune with us here and listen to the archives. You'll get to learn about things and hear things before you'll hear it, probably just about anywhere else. TMB, any more, you don't have time to write any more books. You're just writing articles from time to time now at this point.
Doing some articles. I'm working really hard on the video production from Asia. Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm working on. The next book we release will probably be Charlene's cookbook. And yeah. We kind of put a hold on that, but that is not far from being finished. So that'll be the next book that we release. But then April, we got Truth About Cancer, the Asia Quest. So excited about that.
Well, yes, the tour would include a cookbook. It's got to be as delicious as anything I've ever had. And Charlene, love you, and the things you do in the kitchen are amazing, as well as your daughter Brianna. Boy, she can cook some stuff too. She's pretty impressive.
She really is. Yeah, Brianna's something. So, and Charlene, quite a cook herself. So, like mama, like daughter.
All right, y'all. Well, I hope you enjoyed this as much as I did. The Truth About Cancer, going outside the box with Ty Bollinger. We're out. Tell them what they need to know, TMB.
Always remember, folks, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.